Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One day this summer, I found myself outside calling to one of my dogs. Lizzie, come. Lizzie, come. Lizzie, come. And I would walk out into the driveway and try to get behind her and shoo her in and would eventually say, fine. All right, Lizzie, come. Treat. Treat, girl. Come on, girl, treat. And she would bolt right inside. Our babysitter, who was standing there watching this a couple of times, finally said to me, you do realize that you've trained her not to come until you offer her a treat. What's her incentive to come the first time when she knows eventually you'll get frustrated enough and give her a treat? Last night at the animal blessing, when I asked the people who were gathered there how they call their dogs, it was fascinating because even though I said, come, come, not a single one of the dogs who was there budged. Which I think obviously says more about me than about the animals. But all of the people who were there shared some special way that they call their dogs. I'm going to pick on Scott and Jen. How do you all call Liberty?
You say, come, Lib.
Come, Lib. So it's probably the tone of voice and come, Lib, as much as anything. How about another person who has a dog? How do you call your dog?
Come, Gracie.
Come, Gracie. One little boy, James Macnick says, all I have to do is clap my hands twice, and Josie comes. We all, when we're interacting with our animals, have some way that we know how to summon them. When I walk out to the chickens, if I say, here, chicky, 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 they all come flooding to me. And there's something in the repetition and the regularity of repeating that, that they know when it's time to come. In our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus says very clearly to us, come to me. Come to me. Do we listen as well as my corgi? Do we even know what the sound of Jesus' voice summoning us sounds like? This is such a critical and beautiful gospel lesson for us to reflect on how we know that it is Jesus who is calling to us. What are the things in our own lives, in our own hearts, that can get in the way of us hearing Jesus' call? Not only have I trained Lizzie not to come until I give her a treat, but when I take them down to the beach, if they smell dead fish, if there's something exciting, they want to chase sandpipers, there's absolutely nothing that I can do or say that will summon them to me when they are otherwise focused on something they like more. As human beings, we're so much the same way. Jesus is calling to us every second of every day of our lives. And yet we can be so busy, so distracted, so upset, so mindless, that we are not capable of listening and hearing Jesus calling to us. So this gospel lesson, on the one hand, invites us to ask ourselves, am I listening for my Lord to call? And then the second part of it is, do you know what Jesus' voice sounds like at this point in your life? At different times, Jesus speaks into our hearts and our minds and our souls in many different ways. In the same way that I may have a special inflection that I use when I call my dog that automatically gets her attention, what is it in the way Jesus speaks to you that grabs your attention and you realize, ah, this is our Lord? So in this, just this one little phrase, come to me. Are we listening for Jesus to call? And do we know what his voice sounds like at this point in our lives? The second part of this, come to me, those who are weary and heavy laden. Weariness is a condition that we can all relate to. We see our dogs get weary at the end of a long walk. Cats fake being weary all the time, so boy, leave them alone. know what it's weary, what weariness feels like. You've worked in the garden all day. Weariness is something that is usually addressed by sleep, or at least by sitting down and having a cup of coffee, reading a book, relaxing. Weariness, fatigue, tiredness is something that we share with animals and that our bodies know how to take care of when we listen to them and we rest. It's incredibly rare to meet an animal that is heavy laden. Very occasionally, I've met dogs that were so abused that you could see that their spirits were so shrunken into them that they were heavy laden. But that sense of burden, of being heavy laden, comes to us as human beings when we take our precious life energy that we're given, that calls us so deeply to live in this very beautiful moment, and we begin spending it on the past, worrying about past hurts, past frustrations, past situations that you feel sorry for. When we start spending this precious life energy on the past, it's like a weight that's dragging us down. Especially if there are relationships that are conflictual in your life, talk about being burdened, heavy laden. It can feel like you cannot get out from under that past. We are equally heavy laden and burdened by the future at certain times. When we spend this precious life energy worrying about the future, what will happen if this diagnosis unfolds in a certain way? What will happen when I have to move? What will happen to my loved ones who are in difficult times? When we get fearful and worried and anxious about the future, we're heavy burdened and laden in a different way. Anne sent me a beautiful email recently about a young boy and his dog, and it was one of those, you know, beautiful lists that say, let's be more like dogs. Let's be joyful in greeting the people that we love. Let's nap in the afternoon under a tree in the sun. Let's devour our meals with glee and abandon. Now, everything on that list points out how present dogs are in their lives. Dogs don't spend time worrying about the past. Even when we forget to feed one of the dogs in the morning, they still are loving and gracious and happy to see me. They're not worried about the future. I wonder if she'll forget to feed me again tonight. They trust, they love, and they live in the present. My spiritual director is very fond of saying to me, God is in heaven. God is present. When you are present, you are in heaven. When we have those times in our lives that we're so worried about the past or all in a twist about something, anxious about the future, all it takes is looking at the petals of the dahlias out in the cutting garden that Bill has been cultivating. All it takes is listening to a beautiful piece of music, truly allowing yourself to become present to the delicious cup of coffee in your hands, enjoying a conversation with a friend. I know you all have had that experience of being heavy laden and burdened, and you look up and you see one of these extraordinary fall sunsets, and something shifts. You are refreshed. You are at rest when we come home to God in that present moment. So come to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. As we celebrate this feast of St. Francis and the extraordinary simplicity and gratitude with which he lived his life, I invite each and every one of you to spend some time meditating on whether you are listening for Jesus calling for you, on whether you know it God's voice sounds like in your life and in your heart these days. Is it the sound of the birds singing? Is it the laughter of a child Is it the peace that you find in silence? Is it Holy Scripture and the beauty of those powerful narratives? How is Jesus speaking in a voice that says, come, come? And then what are those things that burden you and make you heavy laden? Can you begin to clip the little strings that attach you to them that drag you back or drag you forward and out of the place of the present where you can find that rest and refreshment? As we move through the rest of this beautiful worship service and into the Silver Tea, where we give such great thanks and gratitude to the wisdom bearers of our community who are so faithful and who are so dedicated, my prayer for each and every one of us is that we will hear Jesus whispering, come, come, and that we'll find that place of rest and refreshment before we even leave here today, and then throughout the rest of your week and lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen.